Sally Snow from our TAB wagering team for Thoroughbred Racing joins us. Morning to you, Sally.
Morning, Andrew. How are you?
Yeah, good. How's your confidence after you've looked at Canterbury?
Yeah, no, looking good. It looks like a good meeting there today. I've found a couple. I think in race four, number 10, Tuno looks hard to beat. It's an improving young stayer that's going to be suited by this up in distance. I had no luck last start at Warwick Farm and should get a good run today just off the speed. I think it's the horse on the up amongst this field, and the money this morning suggests it's going to be hard to beat also.
Okay, so it's into $3 right now. It's Chris Waller and Brenton Abdullah, who's come back from a jaw operation, Billy. Yeah, he had a tooth which infected his jaw, and he had a major operation, but he came back and rode plenty of winners yesterday.
Two winners yesterday, so yeah. Hopefully a couple more today.
Yeah, let's hope so.
Or
yeah, exactly. Kick away, Brenton. All right, so that's $3, race four, number 10. Where's your other one?
Just in race five, the next race. I know there's been a lot of money this morning for Regine. It's into $3, but I'm going to stick with number one, Jaunty. It ran fourth last start at Warwick Farm, and it looked to be getting very tired late, but I think it was a bit of a deceiving run with the rider taking off a bit too early. So it was entitled to tire in the straight in that run. It looks to get the stuck run today in this race, and with a patient, well-timed ride, I think it could come over top of them late.
Yeah, Lee McGoran takes a 2 kilo claim off the 61 there to get to 59, and it's 4:20 right now. All right, so the two for Sally Snow, race four, number 10, and race five, number one at Canterbury. All the markets there at Canterbury are opened, and Glenn Munsey will update on all of them in our preview coming up. And Sally, it must be a big day Wednesday. I know every day you get different markets opening, but now acceptances sort of come into it. They all sort of do the reshuffle, I suppose.
Yeah, huge day Wednesday, and we were open on a lot of those Brisbane races for Saturday on Monday, so we should be open in the next half an hour to an hour after those fields are confirmed. So it's a very, very busy day in the office, but yeah, looking forward to it.
All right, let's hope we can jag some TAB money and back a couple of winners. Thanks a lot, Sally.
Thanks, Andrew.
Good on you, Sally Snow there from the TAB wagering Thoroughbred team. Race 4, number 10. Race 5, number 1.